In a campaign already dominated by debate over opposition policies, it was another Labor announcement front and centre in the countdown to the election today. A relatively minor Labor announcement to establish a small claims tribunal for ripped-off workers and hints about an accord-style roundtable between business and workers was enough to capture today's agenda. And new wages data out today played further into the opposition's strategy. Here's political reporter Tom Iggledon in Canberra.
First, the hard data. The wage price index out today is showing a still sluggish but definitely improved annualised wage growth figure of 2.3%. The March quarter result was growth of 0.5%, normally regarded as subpar, but made to look better by recent data showing inflation running at dead zero. The middling figure lobbed into the centre of the election campaign and was treated with the sort of hyperbole you'd expect from both sides of politics. Here's Treasurer Josh Frydenberg.
Today's economic data shows that the wages continue to grow and our economic plan is working.
His opposite number, Chris Bowen, provided Labor's view on the numbers.
Very disappointing figures yet again. This government says they want higher wages growth. They just oppose every plan that we come up with to get wages growth going.
And that was the political curtain raiser for Labor's latest election announcements.
We're the only game in town on a wages policy. You could send out search parties from here to Christmas. You're not going to find the Liberals' wages policy.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says as incoming Prime Minister, he'll oversee a series of meetings aimed at a common purpose on growing wages through better productivity.
I will bring business into the same room as unions. I'll bring the small businesses too, because not all small businesses love big businesses. I'd like to hear from the farmers, because they're getting done over by some of the processors and some of the big supermarket chains. I understand this country works best. We're all in the same room.
That's got a familiar ring to it to some political watchers.
Sounds a bit like the Accord, and that worked very well. That's going back a few decades.
That's Peter Strong, chairman of the Council of Small Business Organisations Australia. Bill Shorten says the idea is not to recreate the Accord, but whatever you call it, Peter Strong says he'd come if invited, despite some reservations.
One of my members has already said to me, if we're going to have a round table about these issues, well, then we should put everything else on hold. We should say The Labor should say, well, they're not going to put penalty rates back into position until we have the round table and discover what the views are and what the reality is. We shouldn't have a new tribunal until we have a round table and talk about exactly what's needed. And I think that was a fair call.
But Labor wasn't done there on the wages issue. It's pledging to create a small claims tribunal, providing workers who feel ripped off on their wages a one-stop shop for restitution.
It's really important that we deal with wage theft in this country. It's an epidemic.
That Shadow Employment Minister Brendan O'Connor, who says the scheme would sit inside the current Fair Work Tribunal system, offering workers of few means a cheaper way to access justice for claims of under $100,000.
Of course people can pursue their rights through the federal court or other courts. That this small claims tribunal is not about denying rights, just making sure that on simple matters where it's clear that there's been underpayment under the law, they have access to justice and access to that money.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, kept his reaction to the Labor plan short.
I'm always happy to look at issues that can support things like that.
But he says workers wanting higher wages shouldn't get too excited about the Labor idea.
You can't lift people's wages by taxing them more. You can't support people in their retirement by taking away their franking credit income that they rely on.
Peter Strong worries the system could be abused with reckless claims from workers targeting employers for easy money.
They will give that employee go-away money. Even though they haven't done anything wrong, that's the only way we're going to fix the problem. So,
and do you think a small claims tribunal of this sort would increase the likelihood of that go-away money situation, as you put it?
Oh, look, it will absolutely increase the likelihood of go-away money because it's increasing red tape.
Peter Strong from the Council of Small Business, Tom Iggledon, our reporter.